Hello, JCs, and welcome to EmpowerCast, the official podcast for JCI USA. I'm Ross Ratliff, your National Membership Development Director for 2020. This year, we celebrate 100 years of this great organization, and we want to empower you to be part of the celebration. Be sure to tune in often to hear about upcoming events, membership strategies, and member highlights. In this week's episode of EmpowerCast, you'll hear my reflection of a conference that I attended last week. You'll hear different tips and tricks on how to increase our membership, provide a better membership experience, gain sponsors, and also how to market some of our events. Tune in to hear all of these tips, and don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. This week, I had the opportunity through my company to attend a conference that focused on corporate giving practices, increasing employee engagement, and purpose-driven actions that boost community investment. Now, I'm not sure that many would be interested in a conference of this nature, so let me rephrase the experience that I had. The conference offered opportunities to hear from industry leaders changing the employee experience to volunteering and service, time for inspirational stories that companies are doing today, and also a chance to network with 400 like-minded leaders in the industry who are focused on philanthropic efforts and doing the greater good within their respective industry and community. The conference itself was in sunny Palm Springs, California, and by the time this podcast episode airs, I'll be back in snowy Indiana, but I wouldn't expect much sympathy about the weather. I will say, though, that there is something about beautiful weather and the ability to reflect on an amazing week. Both my professional life and my JC life collided this last week in the atmosphere, and the impact was astounding. I wanted to provide some insights from this conference that are relevant to the JCs in our communities to share with all of you. Our organization is at the forefront of opportunity for companies looking to expand their engagement sector, and we are also able to capitalize on best practices to make sure our organization and chapters are better. From a marketing standpoint, now, more than ever, we are surrounded by an ever-changing, diverse population, and generations are changing just as fast. Digital communications have become more important to market ourselves. Aligning our social strategies is key to obtaining new members and creating relevance within our organization. As you think about your social plan in your chapter, be sure to think about video, as video has become the forefront, along with creating enticing graphics across many different platforms. If you can create stunning infographics and statistical callouts to help benefit the change you are creating, you will pique the interest of many, and don't forget to highlight your members doing great things within your chapter and community. As we look into the younger areas of our organization, particularly those ages between 18 and 22, we must keep in mind the different means of communication. This group of potential empowered leaders have grown up in a complete digital age, staying connected almost the entirety of their life. Our younger prospects are looking for a reason to join and get involved, and oftentimes this reason resonates on a digital platform in video form. So it's important to make sure that you bring a call to action to draw these individuals into the JCs. Generation Z specifically is not openly looking for a meeting location or a meetup opportunity, rather an opportunity online that calls out a specific interest, leaving them wanting to learn more through like-minded interests. So that leads us to engaging people in your chapter events and happenings. The same principles apply to promoting the JCs movement in your community to entice them. The key is to leave them wanting to know more. Videos, graphics, and statistical callouts are sure to draw their attention to your event or website, which will then generate interest to potentially draw them in. If you can create posters or graphics outside of the web, don't forget to include a QR code to your website or the event page to allow for additional interest and a reference point for the future. And on the day of your events or chapter functions, don't be afraid to go live or video the event for the public to see, as you never know how impactful it will be until people don't want to miss out and they attend your next event. Live videos truly show impact and power, and even after a live video is posted, it becomes a point of reference for the future. What a great way to look into live video, no other than our Leadership Live that we do on the JCI USA Facebook page every week. Last year, I rolled out this initiative to highlight our leadership and chapters doing amazing things, and National Vice President Miranda Williams has taken this to the next level in 2020, and there are so many ways that we can connect with our viewers this year. Make sure you tune in on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central, and if you're interested in learning more about Facebook Live, Be sure to reach out to Miranda or myself. She will be featured on next week's EmpowerCast episode. So we've engaged our community and drawn them in. Now what? It's time to look at our membership and onboarding strategies to ensure we're offering plenty of development opportunities. The member experience is the epicenter of empowerment and opportunity, as we wouldn't be an organization without our amazing leaders. An important question that should always be on the forefront is, how do we instill the passion of our members and ensure that we stay relevant? Now, the answer is not difficult, but the execution of your strategy may prove to be more difficult. Our organization has three pillars of development opportunities: business management, community involvement, and individual empowerment. Does your chapter provide events or activities that encompass all three of these pillars? If you are not, you are potentially missing an opportunity to instill passion in your membership. Fundraising activities, service opportunities, and young professional nights are all great examples of how to enhance these pillars, but the opportunities are truly endless, and many of our chapters have great programming that they would be willing to share. We all have a story on why we joined this organization, and as we choose our own adventures and maneuver through the organization, our needs change. We may want to change course and focus on a different pillar, which is totally okay. It is imperative for us as leaders to ensure that we are focusing and making changes as necessary to ensure that we are still relevant. As you develop events, don't forget to provide a member table or an ambassador roaming around and connecting with attendees and promote the JC experience. In upcoming episodes of EmpowerCast throughout the year, you'll find interviews with chapters who are taking on events within each pillar on a large or unique scale, and we will have them share their expertise on how to make the best event. We will also talk with chapters bringing home awards after year-end convention so that they can be utilized as a resource for you as well. I want to rewind back to your JC story for a moment. This is a personal challenge for you. You own this story, and your passion will show when you tell it. Everyone's story will be different and will provide a testament to the true power of this organization. Don't be afraid to use your story as a marketing tool and a recruitment opportunity. Empower your fellow members to share their story and promote these stories wherever you can, in person, on video, or even as text on a testimonial. I've learned through experience that trust is achieved quicker with stories and calls to action resonating from individuals who may be like-minded, and you never know when someone's story, even your own, may connect with a potential member. Outside of these practices mentioned thus far, another piece of advice that I would give is to overcome the fear of asking a question or networking with someone that you may not know. Throughout the course of the conference this past week, I had the opportunity to connect and network with industry leaders of large-scale companies, many of whom I would have not had the opportunity to connect with outside of this conference. Networking, whether you are introverted or extroverted, can be intimidating, and even for me, it was challenging at first. But think about the opportunities you may gain when simply saying hello to someone and engaging in conversation. There never is a wrong question, and you'll almost always be able to connect with somebody just by saying hello or providing a smile. You never know what you'll gain out of that conversation. They may eventually become a member of this organization, a potential sponsor, or even a mentor for you. We've seen in the JCs, through those attending national and international events, your network expands and you create a circle of friends for life. Personally, I've been able to connect with individuals from around the world, and almost anywhere I travel within the US, I have friends nearby. Actually, this past week in Palm Springs, a fellow JC actually contacted me and asked me why I didn't reach out prior to coordinate a time to get together. Had the conference not taken up the entirety of my time, I would not have hesitated to reunite. Your network becomes your tribe. Never underestimate the power of amazing friends who are always willing to connect wherever you are in the world at any time. As I leave the conference and reflect, mind you, this conference was hard to leave because there was so much energy and enthusiasm from the attendees. I find my network just a little bit bigger, my heart just a little fuller, and my battery recharged, and I'm invigorated to go back into the trenches to make my company better and begin goal setting to ensure that I can continue this excitement. We as JCs have this same opportunity. Think about your experience at a convention in your state or at one of our national or international events. We almost always leave with the same mindset of positivity and excitement, heading home and striving to do better. If you haven't been to a convention, my personal challenge to you is to sign up and attend, and then share your JCI experience. And remember, A goal without a plan is just a wish. So as we continue to go forward, remember that any of your initiatives, they just need a little bit of focus and strategy to achieve. When you take the time to focus and take action on those steps, you will always get closer to the goal. Goals, small or large, empower you to be better and also allow others to see the opportunity to shoot for the stars. If you need accountability, you have resources to ensure you're able to stay on track. As we continue throughout this year, please don't hesitate to reach out to myself or anyone on our executive team to help you with anything that you may need. Whether you are just wanting to check in, need help with designing something creative, looking at getting more involved in chapter activities, finding ways to fundraise, or even ways to increase your network. Our team this year has so much experience, and we all love to share our experiences to help you out. Your membership journey is unique to you, and our job is to ensure that you have an amazing experience in this organization. As we conclude this podcast, I leave you with a challenge. Remember the question earlier about member passion and relevance? I empower you to strategize with your chapter and bring ideas to the table, and share those ideas to keep the movement going. Our organization has been creating positive change for 100 years. Let's ignite those passions so that we can stay relevant for another 100 years to come. Thanks for listening to this episode of EmpowerCast. I'm Membership Development Director Ross Ratliff. Don't forget to subscribe to EmpowerCast to be in the loop when we have new episodes airing. If you have ideas or suggestions for future episodes, please contact me at rratliff@jciusa.org. That's rratliff@jciusa.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.